Kelly McNeil of KUAR filed that report from Little Rock. Last night in Fayetteville, a packed crowd at a basement bar on Dixon Street in Fayetteville gathered to listen. Most of the more than 70 in the Copper Bar at U.S. Pizza were wearing stickers promoting a smoke-free Fayetteville. Tyler Clark, the project coordinator for Northwest Arkansas Tobacco-Free Coalition, and Cambry Horn Brooks, director of development of Community Clinic, spoke at the forum last night. They're with me now inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Welcome to Ozarks at Large, Tyler.
Thank you, Kyle. Glad to be here.
It was held at a bar last night. Coincidence?
Well, yes. Actually, it's considered a restaurant. The Copper Bar is downstairs from U.S. Pizza, so it's actually considered a restaurant. But we want to give back to the community that's treated us so well in Fayetteville, so we chose to use U.S. Pizza and Copper Bar. It's a great location. So, yeah.
Last night, you spent some time talking about air quality in Fayetteville bars. How did you study the quality of air in bars?
Well, we commissioned a study. This is our fourth study with the Roswell Cancer Institute in New York, and we had two people go into the 22 smoking bars and six smoke-free bars in Fayetteville with almost like a little R2-D2-looking contraption that monitors air quality. And we sent those results off, that data back off to New York, and they sent us back a report of what our air quality is like in Fayetteville smoking bars and non-smoking bars.
And what did the study find?
Well, sadly, in those smoking bars, as we suspected, as we've always know that there are pollutants in those smoking bars, almost 21 times higher in bars allow smoking versus non-smoking. The pollutants that are inhaled deeply into the lungs that can cause the issues with lung cancer and the hardening of the arteries and coronary heart disease, etc. So those smoking bars are 21 times more dangerous, if you will, than non-smoking bars.
Open this question to both of you. All places to get food in Fayetteville, when I sit down, are smoke-free. Most places to get a drink. So why not let smokers have a Tables and Ale or Kingfish or White Star or Beer Keg where they can have a beer and smoke whatever they want?
Our purpose here is not about big laundry bills or dry cleaning bills or dirty ashtrays. What we're looking at right now is a public health matter. We know that workers and patrons are exposed to levels of secondhand smoke that are way beyond the EPA's recommended level, and this is a known carcinogen. And so being it that it's a work site and a public place to go, we feel that there is a public health issue to be addressed.
Any idea how many places you can still smoke in the city of Fayetteville?
Approximately 35 bars are taking the exemption of the law.
There are no 100% smoke-free cities in Arkansas. There are about 400 across the country.
Well, there actually is a very small town just north of Hot Springs. It's a resort town, and the name escapes me right now, and I apologize. But they actually have three or four restaurants and bars. It's tiny, and they actually are a comprehensive smoke-free city in Arkansas.
Okay. There are no towns comparable to Fayetteville's size.
Very true. Fayetteville is unique in that.
What makes you think that Fayetteville is ready or can go smoke-free?
Well, number one, we survey the registered voters in Fayetteville to get their opinion on and what they think about a comprehensive smoke-free policy. You know, Fayetteville, people forget about the 1990 decision to actually make theaters and grocery stores and other places in Fayetteville smoke-free. So we've had the oldest smoke-free law in the books in Fayetteville in Arkansas. So the 2003-2004 initiative came through. That just made us even more great to the state. And, of course, Act 8, the indoor air law came in behind that, too, and helped us reduce our smoking rates. So we think Fayetteville was ready for that. We surveyed over 1,000 Fayetteville residents, Fayetteville registered voters, a few weeks ago, actually, and we had a 64% of those who surveyed said they would support a comprehensive smoke-free bar and tavern ordinance here in Fayetteville.
So what happens next?
I think that we wait and see what the community's wanting to do. That's really the whole purpose. You know, they say educate, 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 then legislate. And the social norm change is a great indicator when we can pass a policy that everyone agrees on would be the better for the citizens of Fayetteville.
At the conclusion of the forum last night, we were pleasantly surprised that Council Member Adela Gray from Ward 1 announced that she is going to support an amendment that would actually clear the exemption for the current ordinance in Fayetteville, which would make Fayetteville comprehensively smoke-free in those bars and taverns. So that was fantastic news.
Tyler Clark is the project coordinator for Northwest Arkansas Tobacco Free Coalition. Cambry Horn Brooks is director of development of Community Clinic. They both spoke last night at a forum discussing a smoke-free Fayetteville. They were in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio earlier today. This is Ozarks at Large.